Hey guys, haven't posted in a while, and I'll be doing some more here in a little while. Getting into some busy time with my work, but just had a thought wanted to share. Title of this is Robbing You Okay? And I just want to offer something here and have you think about it. Why do we allow government to rob people by threat of force when we know that robbing people using the threat of force is wrong? So let me just offer this real quick. This is something to think about. I'm going to collect a portion of your earnings every year. I've hired mercenaries to enforce this upon you with or without your consent. If you don't pay or you resist in any way or you falsify your earnings and expenditures, my hired thugs will come and take you away and put you in a cage. If you resist by force, we are justified to use violent aggression against you. Should you suffer wounds or even perish during such a conflict, we act with impunity. Be sure to tell everyone in the neighborhood that I will be collecting from them as well. I've outlined a specific area on a map that shows the territory, which is under my authority. You are free to live elsewhere if you'd like, but you will need permission to travel, of course. Please understand that the areas outside of my territory are controlled by others who are more strict and collect a much higher tribute. But ultimately, you are free to go wherever you'd like. I will use the money I collect from you as I see fit. But the funds will primarily be spent on your protection and safety. On occasion, I may also need to borrow money from a bank in order to pay for things that cost more than what I collect from the neighborhood. I promise to negotiate those loans for the best interest rates, but you and your neighbors will be responsible to pay that debt. If you don't pay, my mercenaries will come and take you away and put you in a cage, as described above, on behalf of the bank. Every 4 years, everyone in your neighborhood can meet regarding who you want as the person in charge of this operation. Currently, it is me, but there may be others who come forward to challenge me with other ideas about how best to use your money, and you're certainly free to choose any one of them. However, I am confident that after you see how I run things, you will undoubtedly choose me again. 1 year from now, please submit your tribute payment to me in strict compliance with the rules, which will be conveniently available to you free of charge. Please keep detailed and accurate records of all of your earnings and expenditures throughout the year so that you are not in violation of any of these rules. If you need assistance with any of this, you're free to hire anyone you'd like to help with the accounting and required forms. Thank you. So I just want you to consider what was just said there. It's a hypothetical, of course. But if someone showed up and said that, would you think that's okay? Or would that be a problem? Is it something that you would perpetually agree to? So just think about those. Think about this and think about those questions. I know I have for a while, and I don't think it's right. I don't think it's right. And I think it could be the root of a lot of problems that we have, you know, as a society. Okay. Think about it. Maybe we'll talk more about it some other time. And it may be a little while till I get something else out there, coming into a little busy time at work, but we're gonna keep going. We haven't quit. And so until next time I see you, be sure to keep your powder dry. We'll see you.